December 15th, 1905. Jesus wanted to be crucified and lifted up on the cross, so that, in whatever way they want him, souls may find him. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking about the Passion of Blessed Jesus, and he, making himself seen, crucified, shared with me a little bit of his pains, telling me, "My daughter, I want you to be crucified and lifted up on the cross, so that, in whatever way they want me, souls may find me. So, someone wants me as teacher, for he feels the necessity to be instructed, and I lower myself to teach him both the small things and the highest and most sublime, such as to make of him the most learned." Another moans in abandonment, in oblivion. He would like to find a father. He comes to the foot of my cross, and I make myself father, giving him a home in my wounds. My blood as drink, my flesh as food, and my very kingdom as inheritance. Another one is infirm, and he finds me as doctor who not only heals him, but gives him the sure remedies in order not to fall again into infirmities. Another one is oppressed by calumnies, by scorns, and at the foot of my cross he finds his defender, to the point of rendering calumnies and scorns back to him as divine honors. And so with all the rest. So, whoever wants me as judge, finds me as judge. Whoever wants me as friend, as spouse, as advocate, as priest, so do they find me. This is why I wanted to be nailed, hands and feet, to oppose nothing of what they want, to make myself as they want me. But woe to those who, seeing that I am unable to move even one finger, dare to offend me. While he was saying this, I said, "Lord, who are those who offend you the most?" And he added, "Those who make me suffer the most are the religious who, living in my humanity, torment and lacerate my flesh within my very humanity. While one who lives outside of my humanity lacerates me from afar."